Jesse Unplugged. Happy 2016. This is our first episode of 2016, January. And without further ado, the man of the hour, the host, Jesse Anderson. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Andy? Hope you had a great holiday and New Year's. Anyways, before we get started, as you all probably heard, in fact, figured, Jesse Unplugged has a new theme song, and it's called the Crown by a band who I have so much respect for, and they're like brothers to me. They're called The Inventors, and they're based in Chicago, and that song is off their Procedure Room EP. If you haven't checked it out yet, please check it out. They're a great band, and they have great music.
Yeah, I was going to ask. It's called The Inventors, and just Google it, The Inventors Chicago. They'll come right up. Is it theinventorsband.com, or what was
it? I'll put a link out for that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll put a link to the website and their Twitter and Facebook, all that good stuff. But, yeah, it's a really cool song. I love that bass line, and the drums sound really nice.
How did you
end up meeting the guys from The Inventors?
Well, I've told you a story about how I met the another band called Lever, right?
Sure, yeah.
Well, this is funny. I met the Lever because of Freelance, and I met the Inventors because of Lever.
Nice.
Because I guess it was the very first official show I went to for Lever at the place called the Subterranean. And as soon as the Lever was finished with their set, I didn't know it yet, but I saw some people coming down the stairs. And lo and behold, that was the people from The Inventors.
Nice. Okay. So this is like a wrestling show. After your days of Resistance Pro, you went to Freelance Wrestling just to check it out. You weren't in it or anything like that, right?
Right. I was invited to it, and I was going – well, I didn't officially finish our pro yet, but that was the night before I had to leave for Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
For that
so you were
zombie
talk
for all thing.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and then I got invited to the Subterranean. That's how I met the Inventors.
So that's pretty cool. They do the wrestling show, and then they have bands play in between like the wrestling or afterwards, or how does it work?
In between, like maybe I think they did like every they would do a couple matches. Then take a break, have a band play some songs.
Nice. It's a cool idea. It's like a variety show kind of deal.
And besides, I would imagine it gives the wrestlers a chance to take a break.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah,
because they would probably need those breaks because they're pretty hardcore at Freelance.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard good things about it, but I haven't heard anything lately. Do you stay in touch with those guys at Freelance? Or?
Not really, because I work on early Saturday mornings, so I don't really ever get a chance to go. And two is they work with TRN, and I no longer wish to have any affiliation with them.
But, yeah, as people who obviously know who checked out Jesse Unplugged, Jesse was in Resistance Pro Wrestling for, what, 3 years, 2 years, something like that?
I think so.
And, yeah, good times, but your brother Billy has now – he works for Impact Wrestling, right? As same thing, creative director, gets to
– yeah.
Kind of write the storylines a little
yep.
bit, and I think he works on the music a little bit, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but that's not even based out of Chicago. That's is that down south? Do you know? Or
I think so. Huh. And I'm guessing he enjoys it down there because I guess Impact Wrestling is probably better for his image.
Well, it's also on, I do see it on TV. I've caught it on TV, and that's just a big thing where anybody can see you on TV. That's such a good thing. You know, at Resistance Pro is pretty much in a barn, and it's a little bit what you'd say backyard wrestling, and I guess Impact is more professional, almost like WWE and all that. But also, I wanted to give a shout out. Jesse's now a new uncle. We knew about it last time, but we didn't say anything because Billy wanted to keep it under wraps. But you got a new nephew.
Augustus.
Augustus
Jupiter. Jupiter.
Nice. Very cool. And
I have yet to meet him still.
Well, just congrats to your family, and I'm sure when you meet him, he'll be like every other baby you've ever held.
Yes.
but it's something cool, right? So very awesome. That's a cool thing that you guys, I guess he was born in November, but they just talked about it, I guess, right before Christmas. And,
They've spent so many days keeping it under wraps. It's like, I didn't even know about it till she was almost due.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Nice.
Because, you know, me being a Facebook junkie.
Nice. Is it just a thing of he just wanted privacy, like not people freaking out? Yeah.
Yeah, and he said he doesn't even want pictures because, you know, how pictures can sell on the internet and stuff.
Of course, you don't want that. Yeah. And I met the mom. She was very nice when I met her. And just, congrats and, good luck to the future. And it's got to be weird having a new baby after you're – he's a busy guy, right? So it's got to be another thing to
– That'll help him slow down, I think.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but once again, congrats to the family, and let's talk about the holidays. I had a nice little chunk of days off. Did you get some time off, or how did that work?
Well, I got some nice time off. Basically, I was like, this year I was lucky enough to get. To fall on my days off. So, which is Thursdays and Fridays. And they fell
on. Is that kind of a bummer, though, because then you don't get extra days off? Or is it nice because you need the money?
Well, I enjoy the fact because I didn't have to use any vacation time.
Oh, I gotcha. Nice.
You know, they were free days off. You know?
Yeah. Very cool. And so we had Christmas first. Did you spend that with the family in Glen Ellen, or where'd you go?
I was with my parents in Glen Ellen, on Christmas Eve we went to a family friend's and had Christmas Eve there, and we ate and talked to each other.
Nice. Yeah, I did a similar thing. I stayed at my parents' house too, and it's kind of nice. They're just like a 5-minute drive away from my house, so spent the night, two nights there. Saw a lot of old family members I hadn't seen for a while. Saw my sister. It was a really nice time. My mom's a great cook, so she cooks on New Year's on Christmas Eve and makes a really nice. I think it was a tenderloin or something. It was delicious.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, it like melted. It melted in your mouth. It was so good.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. I made that for dinner once for. When my friend Tommy came over to my place for dinner, we had that, and it was so good.
Nice. So you made that?
Well, the whole story is I invited my friend Tommy over for dinner to my place.
Uh-huh.
And so my mom ended up helping me do it shopping. She made sure I had everything. Chips, salsa, grapes.
Nice.
Soda.
The complete spread.
Yes.
Like very awesome. Did you get anything cool for Christmas you want to talk about?
Well, I guess the main one big surprise was I got myself a new mini iPad.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Which is awesome. And I... real nice thing about it is I don't need to plug into those cumbersome, Apple cords, you know?
Okay, it's got the new one, right?
Well, I can just use my regular phone charger cord.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Nice.
Because it's from Android?
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Gotcha, nice. Yeah, I got brand new headphones. JBL Studio cans, they call them. And, it's really nice. But it's kind of weird. Like, it offers, Bluetooth technology where, like, if I'm walking down the street and listening to songs on my phone, I can have it unplugged. But the thing is, I couldn't get that to work. And then I thought to myself, what's the point of that when your phone is on you and the cord is 2 feet long? Why do you need to have it hands-free? I don't know. So I couldn't get the Bluetooth to work, but it's a nice set of headphones.
Yeah.
And I'm never, walking so far away from what I am listening to anyways. Right now I'm sitting down at my desk where we're doing this, and, my computer's 2 feet away from me, so I got it plugged in. But anyways, they sound great. Got a new rug for the living room. And, but as we always say about holidays, the most important part is spending time with family members.
Totally.
So, very cool. And, how about we take a little break, and we'll be right back, and we'll discuss our New Year's Eves and what's planned for 2016.
Totally.
Sounds good. We'll be right back with Jesse Unplugged.
Yo, what goes on, people? Jay Porks here. Just reminding you to keep it locked to the Deer Network throughout 2015, where you can get the Tyler Kale Show, the smooth, sultry tones of the Jay Porks Experience, or the Andy Deer Show. Keep it locked to andydeer.com. 2015, big things coming.
All right, we are back with Jesse Unplugged. This is Jay 2016, and we are going to be discussing our New Year's Eves. Or New Year's Day, too. How did you spend your New Year's Eve?
Well, the thing was, a few months a month or two beforehand, I saw this post from one of my friends who lives in South Bend. His band was doing a gig at a pub and restaurant near his place for New Year's Eve, and I'm like, Thursday night, I am so there, because, right. You know, I always get Thursday and then Fridays off, but for some reason, they had me work that Thursday, which was okay, I didn't mind, so right after work, I just got in the South Shore Line train, I think it is.
Okay, nice. I was going to ask how you got there. Nice.
Yeah, it goes from Millennium Station in Chicago. And travels all the way east.
Sure.
Along
around the lake, right?
Yes.
And it's above ground, right? It's not a subway? Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. Totally. How long of a ride is it?
About 2.5 hours.
Oh, geez. That's quite a long ride, actually. But so you went to South Bend, huh?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I have some very good friends. By the way, a quick shout-out to my friend... Friends and brothers, Chef Bozeman and Andy Bozeman.
Nice.
They are so good. Have been so good to me. My parents even adore him.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Can I ask how you met those guys? Or?
Through Facebook.
Oh, nice.
Because it was first it was Jeff Bozeman, because after my incident, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then I started talking to his brother, too.
Nice.
And long story short, we're friends now.
Very cool. I like the power of technology, bringing cool people together. And it's a lot easier than it would have been in the 90s when you'd have to write a letter or I don't even know. You just have to meet up at shows or something, which was cool,
yes.
Which was cool in its own way because it took more effort to meet people. But at the same time, I think it's cooler in 2016 just being able to meet that way and then finally meeting IRL, right? In real life?
Yes.
I've heard that now. That's something you didn't have in 90s IRL. But yeah, but it's cool to meet up with people that you meet on Facebook, and then you feel like they're not strangers, really. Like, you kind of know something about them, so it's not like meeting a stranger.
Right? Oh, but not to get off topic too much here, dude, but I guess I coined a new term last night.
What's that?
You know how there's this term called SP Freak?
Sure, yeah, that's the website Geo runs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I coined the term with I was texting back and forth with a good friend of mine from the band called Lever, and I guess I somehow coined the term Leverhead.
A Leverhead, nice.
Because I guess he he's been a good friend of me, the whole band is, and he was thanking me left and right, saying how loyal I was, and so I'm like, hey, I guess that makes me a Leverhead.
Nice, you were the first Leverhead. I like
it. Yes. Well, I guess in a way that, I guess that means like someone who's a deep loyal fan of the band Lever. I don't know.
I like that. Well, like, if they ever get to become a huge band, you should start the Leverhead website, the fan,
yes,
fan site. Nice.
Yeah, that would be cool. Sorry to get off topic.
Well, okay, yeah, no big deal. But so you went to South Bend to see, what's their band name?
Red Alert.
Red Alert, nice.
And it's just a simple cover band. Okay. And their other guys are pretty much Rolling Stone age.
Okay, nice.
If you know what I mean.
Sure. But yeah, a cover band makes it or breaks it by what songs they cover. Mm-hmm. If they cover good songs, then I'm all about it. If they cover bad songs, then I usually hate it. But yeah, what kind of songs were we talking about? Were we talking about Rolling Stones type stuff material? Or?
Well, they did, at the show, they did Guns N' Roses.
Oh, nice. Who are getting back together, which is weird. But
I know. They did some like little country and a little oldie stuff, but they're really good.
And did they play all the way up till midnight or what?
What's yep.
the deal? Okay, like cool.
1 o'clock.
Oh, awesome. So they did the whole countdown. What was the first song they played after the countdown, if you remember?
I think I was a little too drunk.
I was going to say, you were probably drinking, so you might not remember.
Well, I did have some champagne, too.
Oh, yeah, sweet. You got to. But, yeah, I just had a really relaxed New Year's Eve, played a little music with some of my friends, just had a little tiny house party.
Nothing. Oh, not in the garage again?
Yeah, not in the garage. That girl actually has moved away, so
okay.
We unfortunately can't go back to that garage. But I got another friend in Clarendon Hills. We jammed there. And it was just a good time. Then New Year's Day, I had a tragedy. Yeah, one of my old friends, we hadn't seen each other for a while, but we started hanging out again about a month ago. It's so weird. Me and my buddy were at a taco restaurant called Taco Salsa Grill on Ogden, which we should go if you come visit one time. It's great.
Of course.
We're looking at the TV. We see there's been a car crash in Darien. So that's the next town over. So me and Nick, my buddy, our ears perk up. So we say, oh, yeah, we're going to pay attention. And then they say two people completely head-on crash. Both are dead. They say the lady's name. She's 64. And then the guy's name, I won't say it, but and he's 32, my age. And then we look at the car, and it's his car. And me and my buddy look at each other. We go, that's got to be him, unfortunately.
Ouch.
And yeah, and it's a weird thing. Guys don't get emotional. We just that really sucks. That's terrible. And we got our tacos, went home. Not a very good taco dinner because you're just kind of bummed out about that. But, yeah, thoughts out to his family. It's,
of course.
32 is way too young.
Totally, dude.
It was at 10:30 in the morning, which means don't think he was drinking. We asked what he was going to do for New Year's Eve, and he said he'll probably be asleep by midnight. So I don't think he was out partying or anything like that. It's just, you never know when you're going to go, so enjoy every moment. That's something I'm going to try to live down in 2016 as a tribute. So
You've got to, dude. That's the best way to... That's the only way to do, live, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do. Make it count. And, yeah, so I'm glad we are entering a new year of Jesse Unplugged.
Totally.
We have... I guess it's been... This will be the fifth episode, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was looking at the stats on the website, and December... The December episode was, like, in the top five hit pages on my website. Something like 2,000 hits or something like that. So,
oh.
Want to thank everybody who's checked it out. And if you enjoy it at all, tell a friend. If you're an ex-buddy of Jesse's, if you're a current buddy of Jesse's, if you want to become a buddy of Jesse's, check it out. Send us a note. We would love to have new friends. We'd love to have new guests.
You must have a way of checking all the stats. Me, I don't really pay attention to all that.
Well, I'm the only one that really goes on to my website stats things. Eventually, I'll let you see it. It's kind of boring, though. I mean, it just shows you from day to day how many hits you got.
I just see, like, go by the views. It would say, like, a lot of times it would say, like, this many people reached. And lately, it's gotten into the double digits.
Yeah, and you can come say hi on Facebook. Just check out Jesse Unplugged. I think it's facebook.com/Jesse Unplugged.
Yeah.
And, the new year we're going to be more active on there. I'll even share some stuff on there. We'll get little topics going on. And
yeah,
even if you don't want to be a guest, you can just talk on there, and we'll mention it like we did last time. So.
Yeah, I would hope you start sharing more stuff on there. It seems like it's been me.
Nice. Well, yes, I'm going to be more active on there. We'll do a couple posts a week. And, so 2016, what kind of – if you could have your select choice of guests, who would it be? Are we talking musicians? Are we talking comedians? Is there any certain people that you would want to take this moment right now and ask to come on the show?
Well –
And you can make it easy. You can make it some buddies of yours, too.
Yeah, but I got some buddies I want to have on. And, two, I promised Lever that I would do an acoustic show with him, an acoustic podcast, which was supposed to happen in my last – when I was with TRN, you know, but yeah. That fell through.
Well, that's something we could easily do. I could just bring in my little handheld thing. And something like going to their practice space.
Yeah,
or,
sure.
Or we could do it after a show or before a show or something like that, so they don't have to all get together just to tape for us. We could just go to them, you know?
Yeah, it sounds great.
So we'll plan something like that. We'll get some musical guests.
Because I've been talking to a lot of people reaching out saying, like, would you like to be a guest on my podcast? Would you like to be a guest on my podcast? I've gotten some good positive responses.
Nice. And, another thing I wanted to discuss would be a sponsor. And it sounds weird. You're thinking, oh, what am I going to get, Coca-Cola or Pepsi or something? No. You got to start small. Do stuff that you like. I see that you go to the Blue Frog a lot, right?
Well, after next week, I won't be doing that because they're closing.
Oh, no. Really?
I know.
That sucks.
Kind of, I was hoping to have a nice last hurrah last night, but I get there. First, they tell me the kitchen's closed.
Okay. Annoying.
Then they tell me they're out of OJ.
And that sucks for Jesse because his favorite drink is?
Screwdrivers.
A screwdriver.
Well, I
knew that, yeah.
I mean, I could have still stayed there, but thing is, I end up leaving and going to Hard Rock Cafe for dinner because I'm thinking to myself, if I would have known the kitchen was closed, I would have eaten beforehand.
Yeah, and you don't want to start drinking on an empty stomach. That's never a good thing.
Trust me, I've had that. I've made that mistake before.
Yeah, and that's not a good time at all. Especially with orange juice, it's like that would just be so sour on your stomach and stuff too.
Oh man, yeah. That's probably what I'm pretty sure. That's probably why it gives me that queasy feeling in the morning.
Sure, yeah, you think you're getting all this vitamin C and stuff, but really,
I know.
It doesn't end well. But yeah, something like not that place, obviously, if they're closing, but a place you go to a lot, say, hey, you know what? for a couple free drinks, I will read your website, I will read your address, your phone number, and tell them to go to your place every time we do a podcast.
All right, sure.
And yeah, it sounds weird, but then they say, yeah, for a couple drinks, sure, we'd love that, and spread the word, and then, you know, we can even, post stuff on Facebook, hey, go to this place, go to that place, just a simple way, and then as we do that, you build, and you say, hey, instead of a couple drinks, how about $20 a month, stuff like that, and it's just, you start out small and work your way up, but I'm glad that you're interested in building this thing. It's cool.
Of course. I've been really enjoying working with you, dude.
Hey, man. Feel the same way about you. I think it's been about 6 months now that we've been doing this together. I mean, I've known you for like 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah.
But just doing the podcast. And it was cool because you would come on my show quite a bit. So then it felt like it was easier to work with you when we actually started to do our own thing. So.
Yep. Yeah.
And, so the rest of January, for me, it's kind of a slow season for barbecue and catering. I'm actually doing some home improvements. As you said, I repainted my living room, got that thing.
Which really looks nice, dude.
I do appreciate it. Yeah, you've been. And from when I moved into this place to what it is now, it's a lot better. It's still got a far way to go. But, it's looking better. So I'm going to maybe do some stuff indoors like that. Nothing much else. I did go to a Bears game last Sunday, and I hadn't been in like 7 or 8 years.
Nice.
And we went with a couple people that go all the time, every home game, and they brought like 3 coats, blankets, all this stuff, hand warmers. And they go, do you want any of this stuff? We go, no, we're just going to go with the hoodie and the T-shirt over it with the Bears on it. It was freezing. It was ridiculously cold.
Oh, jeez.
But, yeah, it's something about being freezing for 3 hours and then going home and taking a hot shower. It feels great.
I can imagine. Especially if you're a big fan of the Bears, you learn to live with it.
Yeah, you learn to live with the heartache of having a not-so-great team, usually.
Yeah, that's it.
But, yeah, it's just fun to go there and just see the massive crowd of people, and it's just an experience, I'll call it that.
Okay.
But how about for you? What's January looking like for you?
Well, I do have tickets to go see The Lion King next Wednesday.
Oh, sweet.
I'm very excited about that.
Where's that at?
I think it's going to be at either the Cadillac or Oriental.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So, and then nothing much. Then I go get to see my brothers from the band Lever perform at Reggie's again.
Nice. I actually played at Reggie's one time way back. It's a really cool place. And that's – you were talking about the record store above Reggie's, right?
Yeah.
Record Breakers?
That's where we were first.
Okay, nice.
And then they're playing downstairs this time.
Oh, very cool. So moving on up. Moving on up by going downstairs.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes.
So that's coming soon. We'll post a link on the Facebook to that. Try to get some people to come out and check out your buddies in Lever.
Of course.
And, we will plan a February podcast pretty soon. I just want to thank everybody. Obviously, we got some great hits from the last episode. Just if you like it, tell a friend.
Oh, guys, thank you so much.
And you could subscribe on iTunes. You even by doing that, you get my show, which if you want, you can delete it, whatever. But you get my show. You get my buddy Jay Porks from Staten Island, New York City. And
I'm good.
Yeah, he's got the great accent. He thinks I've got a funny accent. He thinks I talk like a Chicago stereotype. But it's all love. It's all fun. And then I also have a show with my buddy from Hollywood where we talk about hip-hop albums. So subscribe, you get a little bit of everything. And then definitely once a month, you get me and Jesse shooting the breeze. So.
Awesome.
I guess we'll do follow Jesse Anderson 39, right?
Yeah. But the J and the A are capital.
They're capital, and 39, the number 39.
Yep.
And Facebook, as we said, facebook.com/JesseUnplugged.
Yep.
And my website, andydare.com. That is about it for today's episode. Once again, thanks for being part of it. Want to thank Jesse for taking the time.
Everybody.
Yeah. And yeah, this one's on Skype. Maybe next time we'll meet up in Glen Ellen. Maybe we'll come here to Westmont. Sky's the limit. Love doing
it. Definitely.
All right. So, any last words, Jesse?
Just keep enjoying the show, people. We love having you as fans.
Awesome. And on behalf of Jesse, this is Andy signing off for Jesse Unplugged.
It's Jesse Unplugged. It's Jesse Unplugged. We're gonna find out what's up with Jesse this week. Jesse Unplugged.